بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. We pick up Ikhwan from the qissa or the story of the Isra and the Mi'raj of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we mentioned last week and we reiterate, in terms of the Isra and the Mi'raj, the Isra is a reference to the night journey, while the Mi'raj is a reference to the ascent from Jerusalem up into the heavens. From Ahlul Ilm, those who discuss the night journey itself, and was there a wisdom and a hikmah behind the affair of the Prophet ﷺ traveling from Mecca to Jerusalem? Why not just ascend from Mecca? Some of Ahlul Ilm mentioned that in the night journey there was a hujjah, and from its wisdoms is that in it there was a hujjah upon Ahl Mecca. And we'll see that there are some affairs that occurred within it and throughout the night journey on the way to Jerusalem and on the way back that were considered hujjaj and were proofs against those who rejected the affair. And so they say that the night journey itself from Mecca to Jerusalem was a precursor that established the truthful nature of what the Messenger ﷺ claimed. Since during and throughout that affair, from Mecca to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem back, there were affairs that they couldn't reject, affairs that the Prophet ﷺ made mention of, that they could not reject. And so the night journey had its wisdom. Of course, the Prophet ﷺ could have ascended from Mecca, but there was great wisdom within that night journey. Since if you were to say that he ascended from Mecca, then they would have just outright rejected it. And they would have rejected it outright. But within the affair of him journeying from Mecca to Jerusalem, and that which occurred throughout, in that was a hujjah that they couldn't reject. And those who were sincere from them would understand and know that truly this claim of the Prophet ﷺ was one that was true. And that the only one that rejects it is one that is arrogant and one that is proud. So from the affairs that we mentioned in the last week's session, we discussed some of the affairs that took place and some of the things that Allah Azza wa Jal made him see while and when they journeyed from Mecca to Jerusalem. As we mentioned, he journeyed upon the Buraq. And the Buraq was an animal that was smaller than a horse, but larger than a mule. It was white in color. And that it took a stride, and every stride that it took, it reached the furthest horizon. And then it would take another stride, and it reached the furthest horizon. And of course, those who rejected from among the pagans, or those who were rejecting the Messenger from among the pagans, they used it or attempted to use it as a proof against him. Listen to what your companion is claiming now. He claims that he has traveled in one night to Jerusalem, which is a journey that ordinarily by camel and by horseback or by camel ordinarily would have taken them a month or more. In one night that he traveled to Jerusalem. From the things then that the Prophet ﷺ saw upon that journey was that he mentions that he saw the state of those who consume riba. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that he saw a man that was swimming in a river of blood. He said, and while he was swimming in that river of blood, there were rocks and boulders being thrown at him. And so he said, مَا هَذَا يَا جِبْرِيلِ. He said, O Jibreel, O Gabriel, what is this? And so he said, هَذَا أَكِلُ الرِّبَى. He said, this is the one that consumes riba. This is the one that consumes interest. Similarly, from that which the Messenger saw. And it's unfortunate, Ikhwan, because of the fact that many of the affairs or many of the narrations, there is some maqal within them, there is some skepticism whether or not the narrations are established from those narrations, that there is some skepticism around, and we'll mention one or two of them because you'll come across them in the books of Sirah. But you should know that the chains of narration, there are problems with the chains of narration, and one of them is that the Prophet ﷺ, he saw a bull, and the bull, it burst out and exited from a small apartment, a large bull. And no sooner did it exit from that apartment, except that it turned around and tried to re-enter, but it could not re-enter. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, and what was this, O Messenger of Allah? And so he said, هذا رجل يتكلم بكلمة عظيمة. He said, this was a man that made a great and a tremendous utterance, a bad statement, an evil statement. ثم يندم عليها فيريد أن يردها ولا يستطيع. A man that made a tremendous evil statement, and then he regret his statement, and he tried to return the statement, but he's not able. And that of course is the reality of certain statements. Once they're uttered, Ikhwan, they're not able. One is not able to return them and to nullify them. Yes, one may be forgiven for them. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive the servant even for his utterances. But the effect of that word, the effect of that kalima, when it is uttered to someone else, it is not possible, Ikhwan, with certain statements, to return those statements as though they had not existed. Even though Tawbah blots out the sin and blots out the action, but those statements that are uttered, once they are uttered, Ikhwan, certain statements, they have a lasting effect. Salatullah. From the things though that the Prophet ﷺ, he saw, and it is established in Sahih Muslim, he said, أَتَيْتُ أَوْ مَرَرْتُ عَلَى مُوسَى لَيْلَةَ أُسْرِيَ بِي عِنْدَ الْكَثِيبِ الْأَحْمَرِ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي قَبْرِهِ. He said that indeed I saw Musa, and I passed by Musa, after passing some red dunes. And he said that he was قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي قَبْرِهِ. He was standing making salah in his grave. And this hadith is the best hadith to bring us to a topic related to Isra and Mi'raj that has a connection with our i'tiqad and our aqeedah. And that is, it is established in the Isra and the Mi'raj that the Prophet ﷺ, he prayed and led a number of the prophets in salah. First and foremost, the first issue that we'll discuss is whether or not that took place in Baytul Maqdis, in Jerusalem, or whether it took place in the heavens, whether it took place in Baytul Maqdis before the Messenger ﷺ went on the Mi'raj, or did it take place when the Prophet ﷺ was returning from the heavens and then returned back to Baytul Maqdis? And both of those positions, Ahlul Ilm, hold, our bona fide scholars, they hold both of those positions. From Ahlul Ilm are those who hold that the Salah of the Prophet ﷺ with the Anbiya was in Baytul Maqdis before he made the Uruj, before the Mi'raj. And others held that it was upon the return. Hafiz ibn Hajar, he held that it was before he made the Mi'raj into the heavens, and that he prayed with them in Baytul Maqdis, and then he went on the Mi'raj. While Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir, he held that the Prophet ﷺ prayed with them in the heavens, and then they returned with him, and they descended with him to the Baytul Maqdis in Jerusalem, and he prayed with them again before he returned to Mecca. In that regard, we have the statement of Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, who mentions والأظهر أن صلاته صلى الله عليه وسلم بالأنبياء عليه الصلاة والسلام كانت قبل العروج إلى السماوات. He said, what is most apparent is that the salah of the Messenger with the Anbiya, with the Prophets, was before he ascended into the heavens. And that was the position of Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar in Fath al-Bari. Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, he mentions though, that what is most correct is that the Prophet ﷺ, he gathered with them in the heavens. And then they descended with him to the Bayt al-Maqdis. And he remained with them as he descended. وَصَلَّى بِهِمْ فِيهِ And then he prayed with them in it. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ رَكِبَ الْبُرَاقِ وَكَرَّ رَاجِعًا إِلَى مَكَّةِ Then he got on the Buraq and returned to Mecca. He mentioned that in Tafsir ibn Kathir. وَلِنْ الْبِدَايَ وَالنِّهَايَ He mentions, ثُمَّ حَبَطَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِلَى بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ والظاهر أن الأنبياء حبطوا معه تكريما له وتعظيما عند رجوعه من الحضرة الإلهية العظيمة كما هي عادة الوافدين لا يجتمعون بأحد قبل الذي طلب إليه ولهذا كان كلما مر على واحد منهم يقول له جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام عندما يتقدم ذاك للسلام عليه هذا فلان فسلم عليه فلو كان قد اجتمع به قبل صعوده لما احتاج إلى التعرف بهم مرة ثانية. He mentions then that here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is most apparent is that he habata, that is he descended to the Bayt al-Maqdis, and what is most apparent is that the Anbiya, they descended with him. Why? تكريماً له, in order to ennoble him and to exalt the great station that he had just being in, returning from the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great presence, kama hiya aadatul wafideen, as is and was the aada or the custom, yani the customary practice of those who are wafideen. Yani whenever we had a delegation in the past, a delegation who wished to meet someone, and that individual had a goal, or he had an appointment, then the practice of the past and the customary practice of the past was that they would not meet with that individual until he carried out his primary goal. Then they would meet with him. And so, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, he's saying that he holds that it was, he prayed with them after he returned. And they followed him and they descended with him in order to exalt the position that he had just been in and the nearness that he had just experienced after ascending past the seventh heaven. And so then they descended with him and they prayed with him in the Bayt al-Maqdis. Because some of those riwayat and the ahadith would appear to indicate that he prayed with the Anbiya in the Bayt al-Maqdis. Narration mentions that Salaytu Raka'atayn, he said that I prayed Raka'atayn in the Bayt al-Maqdis and that he led the Anbiya in Salah. While another narration mentions that he led them in Salah in the heavens. And so we have then this affair and this difference of opinion that occurred. That is one issue. The other issue is that which is related to whether or not the Prophet ﷺ prayed with them in their bodies. And did he make Salah with them themselves? بِأَجْسَادِهِمْ Were they in their actual bodies when he prayed with them? Or was it the souls of the Anbiya that he prayed with? And that which is conclusive and that which the muhaqqiqun of this ummah are upon, from them Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah, al-Imam al-Hafidh bin Rajab and others from among the a'imma, they mention that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed with them while they were in their souls alone. Qat'an. That they were not in body and soul, but souls alone. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, he mentions that Allah Azza wa Jal made their souls take the form of bodies. Made their souls take the form of their bodies. And so he led them in Salah, and that which he led was their souls appearing as though they were bodies. And that was the position of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and that is the position that you'll find the muhaqqiqoon from among this ummah upon, that the Prophet ﷺ led them in salah, na'am, but he led their arwah, he led their souls, and not their actual bodies. And that is the case similarly as it relates to what occurred in the heavens when he met them. That he met their souls in the form of bodies, and not that he met their actual bodies. As far as their bodies are, the ajsaduhum fi quburihim, their bodies were in their graves, while their souls was what the Prophet ﷺ met in the heavens, number one, and what the Prophet ﷺ prayed, or to those who prayed behind him, number two. That it was their souls and not the actual ajsad of the Anbiya that he prayed with. And that is an important issue, since the Sufiya, they use the affair of the Salah of the Messenger ﷺ with the Anbiya to attempt to establish that the Anbiya, they are alive in their graves, and you may beseech them, you may call upon them, you can ask them, because they're alive with their bodies in their graves. And that, ikhwan, is not the belief and not the i'tiqad of Ahl Sunnah. Na'am, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned that their bodies don't decay, but their souls are as is the case with the likes of Idris and others, Allah Azza wa Jal has permitted them to ascend, the souls to ascend while their bodies are in their places in the grave. Illa, except the affair of Isa ibn Maryam. And that is, that the scholars mention, all of them, including Shaykh al-Islam, that there is an exception with Isa ibn Maryam, because Allah Azza wa Jal took him into the heavens with his body and soul. That is Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, he ascended into the heavens with body and soul. And so when they prayed with him, all of them were in soul, all of them prayed with him in soul, other than Isa ibn Maryam, who Allah Azza wa Jal ascended, or caused to ascend into the heavens in body and soul, since he is to return. And so that then establishes the fact that there isn't any contradiction between that which occurred with Isa and the affair of the Anbiya praying with the Prophet ﷺ in soul. Nah. With the affair of the Salah, the souls, and nah. I have them, because he'd likewise. As far then as the Isra itself, ikhwan, as we mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ, when he arrived at the Baytul Maqdis, he prayed raka'atayn. He tied the buraq, the animal, to the Baytul Maqdis, and then he prayed raka'atayn. As occurs in an authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said, ثُمَّ دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَصَلَيْتُ فِيهِ رَكَعَتَيْنِ فَجَاءَنِي جِبْرِيلِ بِإِنَاءٍ مِّنْ خَمَرٍ وَإِنَاءٍ مِّنْ لَبَنٍ فَاخْتَرْتُ اللَّبَنِ فَقَالَ جِبْرِيلِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ أَخْتَرْتَ الْفِتْرَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, and then I prayed two rak'ah, yani two units of prayer. فَجَاءَنِي جِبْرِيلِ, and so Gabriel, he came to me and he said, or he came to me with a vessel of khamar, a vessel of wine, and a vessel of milk. He said, and so I chose the vessel of milk. And so, Jibra'il, he said, indeed you have chosen the fitrah. You have chosen the innate nature that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created mankind upon. You have chosen that which is in accordance with the fitrah. Naam. From Baytul Maqdis then, the Prophet ﷺ made the uruj and made the ascent into the heavens. What should be known and what is commonly mistaken is that individuals believe that the Prophet ﷺ made the mi'raj upon the buraq. And that is not the case. The mi'raj did not occur upon the buraq. The mi'raj occurred in the mi'raj. And that is that from Ahl al-Ilm, those who hold and held that the Prophet ﷺ ascended in a vessel that was referred to as the Mi'raj. And so it was some form of portal by way of which the Prophet ﷺ and Jibreel ascended into the heavens. In that regard, we have the statement of Imam Ibn Kathir that we'll come to and we'll mention inshallah in its place. But as far then as the ascent of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he said, ثم أخذ بيدي. Then he took me by the hand, that is Jibreel. And so after tying the buraq, the animal, to the outside of the masjid, while they were in the masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, then Jibreel, he took me by the hand. As far as the statement of Imam Ibn Kathir, and then he mentions in Al-Bidayah wa Al-Nihayah, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ سُعُودُ الرَّسُولِ صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى السماوات على البراق كما قد يتوهمه بعض الناس بل كان البراق مربوطا على باب مسجد بيت المقدس ليرجع عليه إلى مكة فسعد من سماء إلى سماء في المعراج. Then he mentioned that indeed he did not ascend, the Messenger of Allah did not ascend into the heavens upon the buraq, as some of the people may conjecture and speculate. Rather the buraq was tied to the door of the masjid, and in Baytul Maqdis, that he may return upon it to Mecca. And so he ascended from heaven to heaven in the Mi'raj. He ascended from heaven to heaven in the Mi'raj. As far as the ascent then, and the vessel that was used to ascend, then I don't know of any narration that describes the vessel or how or what they ascended in. Since the narration that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, the Uruj itself, he only mentions that Jibreel took me by the hand, and we mention that narration now, and that is the statement of the Prophet sallam, and it is the more detailed hadith concerning the Isra and the Mi'raj. He says, ثُمَّ أَخَذَ بِيَدِي يعني جِبْرَائِيلِ فَعَرَجَ بِي إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, then he took me by the hand, and he ascended with me to the heavens, or to the lowest heaven, that is, to the skies of the lowest heaven. And the سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, ikhwan, is that which we know and that which we see and observe above us, and that which contains every single star and galaxy that we're acquainted with. All of the stars and the galaxies that we have above us, they are all exist within the lowest heaven. Since Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ, that indeed we have beautified and decorated the sama ad-dunya, the lowest heaven, with masabih, and with that which is, or how Allah Azza wa Jalla describes them, as lanterns, any reference to the stars. So everything that we see. So when it is said that such and such star is such and such 712 light years from earth, then all of that, ikhwan, is in one heaven. And the speed of light, ikhwan, is? Which is, mashallah. Now, which is, how many miles per hour? It is a lot. I think they say it's approximately 186,000 miles per second. 186,000 miles per second, ikhwan. If, and that is the speed of light. A light year is the distance that light travels in a year. If it travels at 186,000 miles a second, then you can imagine. And that is within the lowest heaven. So Allah Azza wa Jal took Jibreel into the heavens. Jibreel took the Messenger of Allah into the heavens by way of the Mi'raj. And Allah Azza wa Jal informs of the fact that there are Ma'arij, yani there are paths of ascent. And those paths of ascent, Allah Azza wa Jal just mentions them in Surah Al-Ma'arij. سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ ذِي الْمَعَارِجِ تعرج الملائكة ها والروح في يوم كان مقداره ها 50,000 سنة. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that indeed a questioner asked concerning the punishment that was to come upon the kafirin, laysa lahu dafi', there is nothing that can repel it. Min Allahi dhil ma'arij, from Allah the possessor of the ways of ascent. Ta'ruju al malaika, indeed the malaika, they ascend to Allah Azza wa Jal in a day, the like of which is equivalent to 50,000 years, yani of your reckoning. فَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. And so Allah Azza wa Jal has created ways of ascent for the malaika. Was it one of those pathways that the Prophet ﷺ traveled through? Allahu A'lam. In any case, Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, ثُمَّ عَرَجَ بِي إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَلَمَّا جِئْتُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا قَالَ جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ لِخَازِنِ السَّمَاءِ افْتَحْ فَقَالَ مَنْ أَنْتَ قَالَ جِبْرِيلُ قال ومن معك قال محمد قال وقد أرسل إلي قال نعم قال مرحبا به فنعم المجيء جاء ففتح لنا. He said that indeed we ascended to the lowest heaven, and then the custodian of the lowest heaven, Jibreel, he said to him, عليه الصلاة والسلام, افتح, open. And so he said, who is it? He said, Jibreel. He said, and who is with you? He said, Muhammad. He said, and has he been sent for? He said, na'am. He said, then marhaban bihi, welcome him. فَنِعْمَ الْمَجِيءُ جَاء. He said, for indeed a blessed visitor has come. And so he opened for him. And then he said, فَلَمَّا عَلَوْنَا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِذَا رَجُلٌ قَائِدٌ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ أَسْوِدَ وَعَنْ يَسَارِهِ أَسْوِدَ فَإِذَا نَظَرَ قِبَلَ يَمِينِهِ ضَحِكْ وَإِذَا نَظَرَ قِبَلَ شِمَالِهِ بَكَى فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا يَا جِبْرِيلُ. He said, and when we entered, we saw a man. And he was sitting, yani within the lowest heaven, he was sitting, and to his left, there was a huge crowd of people. And to his right, there was a huge crowd of people. Huge crowd of people. And so, when he would look to his left, he would cry. And when he looked to his right, he would laugh. And so the Prophet ﷺ, he said, who is this? Ya Jibreel. And so Jibreel, he said, هَذَا أَبُوكَ Adam. He said, this is your father, Adam. فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ. So give him salam. فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَرَدَّ السَّلَامُ. So I gave him salam and he responded to my salam. ثم قال مرحبا بابن الصالح والنبي الصالح. And so he said, مرحبا, welcome, my righteous son and this righteous prophet. And then he said, that is Jibreel explained, as far as the group that is on his right and the group that is on his left, then they are all of his offsprings. Those who are on his right are the people of Jannah. And those who were on his left were the people of the hellfire. When he looks to his right, he laughs. And when he looks to his left, he cries. And the Prophet ﷺ, has occurred in the narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he said, لَمَّا دَخَلْتُ السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا رَأَيْتُ رِجَالًا لَهُمْ مَشَافِرْ كَمَشَافِرِ الْإِبِلِ في أيديهم قطع من النار وأفهار يقذفونه في أفواههم يخرجون من أدبارهم فقلت من هؤلاء فقال هؤلاء أكلة أموال اليتيم ظلما. He said that he came across another people that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned, had with them large rocks. He said, they would take those rocks and they would push them into their mouths, though they would apparently appear to be too big. They would push them into their mouths and they would exit from their rear ends. Those rocks would exit their rear ends. He said, and who are these individuals, Ya Jibreel? He said, they indeed are those who consume the wealth of the orphan oppressively. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued by mentioning, as occurs ikhwan in hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik that occurs in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, when he said, لَمَّا عَرَجَ بِي رَبِّي مَرَرْتُ بِقَوْمٍ لَهُمْ أَذْفَارٌ مِّن نُحَاسٍ يَخْمِشُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَسُدُورَهُمْ فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ يَا جِبْرِيلُ فَقَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ لُحُومَ النَّاسِ وَيَقَعُونَ فِي أَعْرَاضِهِمْ. He said, and then I came across when we were on the Mi'raj. And so we understand then the Prophet ﷺ was shown some things on the night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem. And then he was shown that which occurred, or was shown some things while he ascended. He said, and then we came across a people who had nails, that is fingernails, made of brass. And they would scratch their faces and scratch their chests with them. And so I said, who are these, O Jibreel? And so he said, هَؤُلَا إِلَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ لُحُومَ النَّاسِ وَيَقَعُونَ فِي أَعْرَاضِهِمْ. He said, these indeed are the people who consume the flesh of the people and speak ill concerning their honor. That is a reference to the affair of ghiba. And that is the ghiba, ikhwan, of course, that is sinful. Since ghiba is of two types, the permissible ghiba, like the ghiba of Ahlul Bid'ah, and the ghiba of yani those categories of individuals that it is permissible to backbite, those six individuals that occurs in those lines of poetry, Al-Qadhu laysa bighibatin fi sittatin, mutadhallimin wa mu'arrifin wa muhadhiri wa mujahiri fiskan wa mustaftin wa man talab al-i'anata fi izalati munkari. That qadh or backbiting is not considered ghiba in six instances. Mutadhallim, that is the one who has been oppressed, and so he seeks for the removal of the oppression, and it may necessitate that he speaks concerning the one who is oppressed, or the one who oppresses him. Mutadhallim. Similarly, as Imam al-Nawawi and others have mentioned, wa mu'arrifin, that is the one who may make a statement that would constitute backbiting, but he says it in order to define a person. And so, in order to define one individual from another, he makes a statement that may have been considered backbiting. Yani, where Muhammad came to see, which Muhammad? Muhammad from Small Heap. Which Muhammad from Small Heap? Muhammad from Small Heap with the large teeth. Muhammad from Small Heap, yani, the chubby Muhammad from Small Heap. Muhammad from Small Heap may not be like to be referred to as such, but in this instance, it is not considered backbiting if that is the only way to define him from any other Muhammad. Wa muhazziri, and likewise to warn, as is the case with warning against Ahlul Bid'ah, warning against the people of deviation. Wa mujahiri fisqan, and the one who makes fisq apparent, that is the one who makes evil doing, an evil and major sin apparent. Wa mujahiri fisqan, wa mustaftin, and the one who seeks a fatwa. That is, there may be a situation that a person requires a fatwa in order to truly understand the situation. It may necessitate speaking ill of somebody involved in the scenario. If it is for the purpose of a fatwa and it was necessary to be mentioned, then it is not considered ghibah. وَمَنْ طَلَبَ الْإِعَانَةَ فِي إِزَالَةِ مُنْكَرِي, and the one who seeks aid in the removal of an evil. So there is some munkar that is taking place in a region, and the proponent of that munkar and the one who carries it out may have to be mentioned and yani named and shamed in order for that munkar to be removed. So that, of course, is not ikhwan and does not occur with those six. But that which the Prophet ﷺ he saw was that which falls outside of the permissible type of ghibah, the ghibah ikhwan that is definitely a sin. Similarly, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, and as we mentioned, ikhwan, there are numerous narrations, some of them established and some of them yani will leave because of the fact that they are not established. He said, ثُمَّ عُرِجَ بِنَا إِلَى سَمَاءِ السَّانِيَةِ, He said, and then we ascended to the second sky, second heaven. Another issue, Ikhwan, that needs highlighting is the term heaven. Heavens, the first heaven, the second heaven. Oftentimes, when it is mentioned, individuals are confused with the term and believe that the reference here is to Jannah. And of course, Ikhwan, I'm sure you're acquainted with the fact that the Sama is other than Jannah. So when it is said, though the term heaven in the English language is used to refer to both affairs. It is used to refer to Jannah, to paradise, and it is used to refer to the Sama, to the skies. When the term heavens is used, Sama, then what is intended here, and that which Prophet ascended through, is not a reference here to Jannah. Rather, it is a reference to the skies that are above us. And that Allah Azza wa Jal has created seven heavens. He said, so then we transcended to the second heaven. فَاسْتَفْتَحَ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. And so Gabriel, he sought that it should be opened. And so the custodian of the second heaven, he said, مَنْ أَنْتِ. He said, who are you? He said, Jibreel. And so he said, وَمَنْ مَعَكَ. And who is with you? And so he said, Muhammad. He said, وَقَدْ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْ. He said, has he been sent for? And so he said, نعم. فقيل مرحبا به فنعم المجيء جاء. نعم المجيء جاء. He said, he has been sent for. He said, then welcome him. And what a blessed visitor he is. And so Jibreel, so the Prophet ﷺ, he said, ففتح لنا فإذا أنا بابن الخالة يحيى بن زكريا وعيسى بن مريم عليهم السلام. He said, so it was open for us, and I was then with the two brothers, yani, or the two sons of maternal aunties, and that is Yahya ibn Zakariya, John, the son of Zakariya, and Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, son of Mary. And so Jibreel, he said, هذا يحيى وإيسى فسلم عليهما فسلمت فردا. He said, so Jibreel, he said to me, this is Isa and this is Zakariya. So give the two of them salam. So I gave, this is Yahya of one and this is Isa. So give the two of them salam. And so I gave them salam and they responded. And so then they said, مرحباً بالأخ الصالح والنبي الصالح ودعوا لي بخير. دعوا لي بخير. He said, so they said, welcome our noble brother and our righteous brother and righteous prophet. He said, and then the two of them, they supplicated for me with good. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, and then we rose to the third heaven. And so Jibreel sought for it to be opened. And so he asked, yani the custodian of the third heaven asked, who is it? He said, Jibreel. He said, and who is with you? He said, Muhammad. He said, has he been sent for? He said, na'am. So he said, marhaban bihi fani'mal maji'u ja'a. He said, marhaban, welcome him, for indeed a blessed visitor has come. And so the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَفُتِحَ لَنَا فَإِذَا أَنَا بِيُونُسَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. And so the heaven was opened, and I saw Yunus, Joseph alayhi salam. And Jibreel, he said, Yusuf. قَالَ جِبْرَئِيلُ هَذَا يُوسُفُ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَرَدَّ السَّلَامِ. So Jibreel, he said, this is Yusuf. So give him salam. And so I gave him salam and he responded. And then he said, مَرْحَبًا بِالْأَخِ الصَّالِحِ وَالنَّبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ فَدَعَى لِي بِخَيْرٍ. He said again, welcome our noble brother and noble prophet, or righteous prophet and righteous brother. And then he made supplication for me. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَإِذَا هُوَ قَدْ أُعْطِيَ شَطْرَ الْحُصُلِ. He said, and indeed he was given half of beauty. And he was beautiful. عليه الصلاة والسلام. Then he mentioned, ثُمَّ عُرِجَ بِنَا إِلَى سَمَاءِ الرَّابِعَةِ. Then we ascended to the fourth heaven. And Jibreel, he sought for it to be opened. Its custodian said, who are you? He said, Jibreel. He said, and who is with you? He said, Muhammad. He said, وَقَدْ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِ. Has he been sent for? He said, نَعَمْ. He said, مَرْحَبًا بِهِ فَنِعْمَ الْمَجِيءُ جَاءَ. welcome him, for indeed it is a blessed visitor that has come. فَفُتِحَ لَنَا فَإِذَا أَنَا بِإِدْرِيسِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. So it was opened, and I saw, and I was with Idris. And Idris biblically referring to Enoch. He said, I was with Idris عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. He said, هَذَا إِدْرِيس فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَرَدَّ عَلَيَّ ثُمَّ قَالَ مَرْحَبًا بِالْأَخِ الصَّالِحِ وَالنَّبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ وَدَعَى لِي بِخَيْرِ. He said, this is Idris, so give him salam. And so I gave him salam, and he responded to my salam, and he said, welcome, my righteous brother and righteous prophet. And then he made dua and supplicated for me with good. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has said concerning him, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. He said that indeed we have raised him to a high station. That is, as it relates to Idris. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, ثُمَّ عُرِجَ بِنَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الْخَامِسَةِ. Then we ascended to the fifth heaven. And so Jibreel, he sought permission to enter. The custodian, he said, who are you? I said, Jibreel. He said, who is with you? He said, Muhammad. He said, has he been sent for? He said, yes. And so he said, مَرْحَبًا بِهِ فَنِعْمَ الْمَجِيءُ وَجَاءُ. And so the Prophet ﷺ, he said, فَفُتِحَ لَنَا فَإِذَا أَنَا بِهَارُونَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. He said, so it was opened, and I was with Harun. I was in the presence of Harun. He said, فَقَالَ جِبْرِيلَ هَذَا هَارُونَ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَرَدَّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَقَالَ مَرْحَبًا بِالْأَخِ الصَّالِحِ وَنَبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ وَدَعَى لِي بِخَيْرٍ. He said, this is Harun, so give him salam. I gave him salam, he responded. And so he said, welcome, my righteous brother and righteous prophet. And then he supplicated for him with good. Then he said, ثُمَّ عُرِجَ بِنَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ السَّادِسَةِ. And then we ascended to the sixth heaven. And so Jibreel again sought permission to enter. He said, who is it? He said, Jibreel. He said, and who is with you? He said, Muhammad. He said, has he been sent for? He said, yes. So he said, welcome him. And indeed a blessed visitor has come. And so then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَفُتِحَ لَنَا فَإِذَا أَنَا بِمُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. He said, and so it was opened, and I was in the presence of Musa, in the presence of Moses. And so Jibreel, he said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, هَذَا مُوسَى فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ. He said, this is Musa, this is Moses, so give him salam. He said, فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَرَدَّ السَّلَامِ. He said, I gave him salam, and he responded to my salam. And so he said, مَرْحَبًا بِالْأَخِ الصَّالِحِ وَالنَّبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ. He said, مَرْحَبًا بِالْأَخِ الصَّالِحِ وَالنَّبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ. He said, and then the Prophet ﷺ, he went on to describe Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said, مَرَرْتُ لَيْلَةَ أُصْفِيَ بِي عَلَى مُوسَى إِبْنِ عِمْرَانَ عليه السلام. رَجُلٌ آدَم طِوَال جَعَد كَأَنَّهُ مِنْ رِجَالِ شَنُوَأَ. He said, we passed on the night of Isra upon Musa, the son of Imran. He said, and he was a man that was dark-skinned. He was Adam. He was tall, and he had curly hair. وَكَأَنَّهُ مِنْ رِجَالِ شَنُوَأَ. And Shanu'a is a tribe that a number of tribes stem from. A tribe that originates in Yemen. The Ghamadi tribe stems from it. The Azdi tribe stems from it. A number of tribes that are Arabi asil, yani original Arab tribes, stem from the tribe of Shanu'a, but they are dark-skinned Arabs, yani with curly hair. And so the Prophet ﷺ described Musa alayhi salatu salam as resembling the men of Shanu'a. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Lamma." تَجَاوَزْتُهُ بَكَى. He said, so when we passed him and when we left him, he began to cry. فَقِيلَ لَهُ مَا يُبْكِيكَ. And so it was said to him, what is it that makes you cry? He said, أَبْكِي لِأَنَّ غُلَامًا بُعِثَ بَعْدِي يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّنْ يَدْخُلُهَا مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ. He said, I cry because of the fact that there is a ghulam, there is a youth that was sent as a prophet after me, and they will enter from his nation, more of his followers, they will enter Jannah, paradise from his nation, more of his followers than will enter paradise from my followers. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, ثُمَّ عُرِجَ بِنَا إِلَى سَمَاءِ السَّابِعَةِ فَاسْتَفْتَحَ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فَقِيلَ مَنْ أَنْتَ قَالَ جِبْرِيلَ فَقَالَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ قَالَ مُحَمَّدٌ قَالَ وَقَدْ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِ قَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, so we went to the seventh heaven. And he said, so we sought permission to enter. And so the custodian, he said, who is it? And so he said, Jibreel. He said, and who is with you? He said, Muhammad. He said, and has he been sent for? He said, yes. And so he said, Marhaban bihi, fa ni'mal maji'u ja. He said, then welcome him, for indeed a blessed visitor has come. And so the Messenger of Allah, he said, فَفُتِحَ لَنَا فَإِذَا أَنَا بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He said, and so it was opened for us, and I was in the presence of Ibrahim. I was in the presence of Abraham. مُسْنِدًا ظَهْرَهُ إِلَى الْبَيْتِ الْمَأْمُورِ. And his back was leaning upon the Bayt al-Ma'mur. And the Bayt al-Ma'mur is that house that resembles the Kaaba that is in the heavens. The Prophet ﷺ, he described here, فَإِذَا هُوَ يَدْخُلُهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ سَبْعِينَ أَلْفَ مَلَكْ لَا يَعُودُونَ إِلَيْهِ. He said, every single day, 70,000 angels enter it and never return to it. And so Jibreel, he said, هَذَا أَبُوكُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. He said, this is your father Ibrahim. فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ. He said, so give him salam. So I gave him salam and he responded to my salam. And then he said, مَرْحَبًا بِبْنِ الصَّالِحِ وَنَبِيٍ صَالِحِ. And so he said, welcome this blessed son of mine and this blessed prophet. And there occurs, ikhwan, in a riwayah in the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi, upon the authority of Ibn Mas'ud, the narration that is sahih, Afwan Hassan, and he mentioned, لقيت إبراهيم ليلة أسري بي فقال يا محمد أقرئ أمتك مني السلام وأخبرهم أن الجنة طيبة التربة عذبة الماء وأنها قيعان وأن غراسها سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. He said that I met Ibrahim on the night that I ascended into the heavens. And so he said, Ya Muhammad, he said, O Muhammad, convey salam to your ummah from me and inform them of the fact that Jannah, its soil is good and its water is sweet and that it is fertile. Its soil is qi'an, that is, it is fertile, and that it is, yani ghirasaha, that is, one sows seeds within it and cultivates its soil with Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. There are narrations that indicate that these forms of adhkar cause trees to be planted in Jannah for the one who utters them. And so that then was the seven heavens that the Prophet ﷺ traversed and those who he met within them. The scholars discuss, ikhwan, some of the wisdoms and the hikam. And why is it that he met those prophets in particular? Since there were many prophets and messengers, but why did he meet those prophets in particular? And they mention that from the wisdoms and from the hikam, number one, as it relates to him meeting Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, they mention that the wisdom behind him meeting Adam is that which occurred with Adam and him being expelled from Jannah and the difficulty that he faced after being expelled from Jannah and his dislike to depart from this land that he had become acquainted with and loved. And similarly, the Messenger of Allah, when he made the migration to Medina, that he likewise had to part a land that he loved and that he grew in. And they mention that the wisdom with him meeting Isa and Yahya is that Isa and Yahya were rejected by Bani Israel. They were rejected by the Jews. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he first made the migration to Medina, he likewise received adawa, enmity from the Yahud in Medina, from the Jews in Medina, and they accepted or they received his da'wah with su', yani in a bad manner, in an evil manner. As far as Idris, then Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah mentions concerning him, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا, that we raised him to a high station. As far as Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, then Harun, he likewise received adha, he received harm from Bani Israel, and then they calmed to him and they refrained from harming him and began to love him after harming him. And that was the case with the Prophet ﷺ. Similarly with Musa, as it relates to the wisdom behind him meeting Musa, then it returns back to the resemblance between that which Musa went through and that which the Prophet ﷺ went through with his people, with the tribe of Quraysh, and the fact that he likewise established a state and the Messenger ﷺ established a state. And as it relates to Ibrahim alayhi salam, then it returns back to that which caused or that which was seen at the end of the life of Ibrahim from him establishing the mansak and the rites of Hajj and establishing and erecting the Kaaba itself and likewise extolling the virtues of the Kaaba that occurred towards the end of the life of Ibrahim, and that was likewise the case with the Prophet ﷺ. The last thing that he did some 40 or so, as scholars differ, 40 or 80 days before he passed away, was the performance of Hajj, and then he became sick, and from that sickness, his sickness deteriorated, and he ultimately passed away, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned some of what he witnessed when he was made to see and observe the insides of Jannah. He said, ثُمَّ أُدْخِلْتُ الْجَنَّةِ فَإِذَا فِيهَا حَبَايِلُ اللُّؤْلُؤِ فَإِذَا تُرَابُهَا الْمِسْكِ. He said, and then I was made to enter Jannah, and in it I saw large domes made of pearl, a reference to some of the abodes in Jannah, and its soil was made of misk. Its soul was made of musk. He's likewise said that I was by a river of water, of pure water, and by a river of pure milk, that the taste of which does not change, any milk that does not become sour. He said, and I was by a river of khamar, a river of wine that is beautiful to taste, and I was by a river of honey, pure honey. He said that the rumman or that the pomegranates within paradise were huge. He said, and I saw some birds whose necks were like the bakhai, yani, which is a camel with a long neck. He said, I saw some birds having this long neck, probably yani, most resemblant to a flamingo or something of that nature. But of course, ikhwan, the birds of Jannah. He said, and so I saw birds with long necks. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and he narrated to his companions that indeed Allah azza wa jalla has prepared for his righteous servants that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and it has not occurred to the heart of any individual. And so the Prophet ﷺ, in numerous hadith, he describes Jannah. From his description, he mentions that which was prepared for specific individuals, as occurs, mathalan, in an authentic hadith when he said that the Prophet ﷺ, he saw a beautiful young jariya, beautiful young girl. And so I asked her, who are you? And so he said, وَقَدْ أعجبتني حين رأيتها. I was amazed by her when I saw her. Yani, by the beauty in which Allah Azza wa Jalla created in her. And so the Prophet, and so she said, I am for Zayd ibn Haritha. I am for Zayd ibn Haritha, radiallahu anhu. فَبَشَّرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ زَيْدًا. And so the Messenger of Allah gave Zayd the glad tidings. Similarly, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he heard the voice of Bilal in Jannah. He said, لَيْلَةَ أُسْرِيَ بِنَبِيِّ اللَّهِ ذَكَرَ in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَسَمِعَ فِي جَانِبِهَا وَجْسًا. He said that the night that he entered Jannah, when he was upon the Isra and Mi'raj, that he entered Jannah and he saw in one of its, or he heard in one of its corners, some whispering, or someone speaking in a low voice. And so I said, what is this, O Jibra'il? And so he said, this is Bilal al-Mu'adhin. فَقَالَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حِينَ جَاءَ إِلَى النَّاسِ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ بِلَالِ. He said that indeed, when he returned back to the people, he said indeed Bilal is successful. Indeed Bilal is successful. And of course, you're acquainted with the hadith of Prophet ﷺ. He mentioned that I heard your footsteps in front of me in Jannah. And what is it that you do from your righteous actions that has caused this? He said indeed, there is nothing from my righteous actions, a reference to the supererogatory actions. There is nothing that I find more beneficial except that when I make tahara, when I purify myself at any time of day or night, I do not do so except that I pray 2 rak'ah. Or I pray, as occurs in a variant narration, ma kataballahu li an usalli. I pray that which Allah Azza wa Jal has written for me to pray. Thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again was presented with those two vessels after he left the presence of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. He said, I was presented with a vessel of wine and I was presented with a vessel of milk. He said, and a vessel of asal, and a vessel of honey. فَأَخَدْتُ الَّذِي فِيهِ اللَّبَنِ فَشَرِبْتُ فَقِيلَ لِي هِيَ الْفِطْرَةِ الَّتِي أَنْتَ عَلَيْهَا وَأُمَّتُكَ. He said, so I drank the vessel that has in it the milk. And so Jibra'il, he said, this is the fitra that you and your ummah are upon. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, thereafter Jibra'il, and there occurs in a narration in Sahih Muslim, the narration of Ibn Mas'ud, he said, ثُمَّ انطلق جِبْرَائِيلِ بِالرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَوْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ حَتَّى انْتَهَى بِهِ إِلَى سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى. He said, and then the Prophet ﷺ continued with Jibra'il until they traversed the 7 heavens, until they reached سِدْرَةَ الْمُنْتَهَى, until they reached what was known as the low tree of the boundary. That is the boundary that not even Jibra'il could go past. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, ثُمَّ رُفِئْتُ إِلَى سِدْرَةُ الْمُنْتَهَى. He said, and then there appeared before me the سِدْرَةُ الْمُنْتَهَى, the low tree of the boundary. He said, and it was huge, and its fruit were huge, as though they were large vessels or large jars. And the fruit that was upon them were huge fruit. He said, and its leaves, كَأَنَّهُ آذَانُ الْفِيلِ. He said, its leaves were as though they were the ears of elephants. He said, وَغَشِيَهَا أَلْوَانٌ لَا أَدْرِ مَا هِيَ فَمَا أَحَدٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ يَسْتَطِيعُ عَنْ يَسِفَهَا مِّنْ حُسْنِهَا. He said, and it was embellished with colors, and covered in colors. He said, that I am unable to describe. And he said, and no one from the creation of Allah is able to describe them. And so Jibreel, he said to him, هَذِهِ سِدْرَةُ الْمُنْتَهَى. He said, this is the tree of the boundary. And so the Prophet ﷺ, he said, فَإِذَا أَرْبَعَةُ أَنْهَارٍ نَحْرَانِ بَاطِنَانِ وَنَحْرَانِ ظَاهِرَانِ فَقُلْتُ مَا هَذَا يَا جِبْرِيلِ فَقَالَ أَمَّا الْبَاطِنَانِ فَنَحْرَانِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَأَمَّا الظَّاهِرَانِ فَالنِّيلُ وَالْفُرَاتِ. He said, and then I saw four rivers. Two of them were obscure and two were apparent. And so I asked, what is this, O Jibreel? He said, these, as for the two that are obscure, then they are two rivers in Jannah. And as for the two that are apparent, then they are the river Nile and the river Euphrates. And then the Prophet ﷺ, at the Sidratul Muntaha, he saw Jibreel in his true form for a second time. And the Messenger ﷺ, he described Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and he mentioned that it was as though he had feathers of brocade. And he mentioned that he had 600 wings. He said, and every wing, minha qad sadda al-ufuq, all of his wings had filled the horizon. He said, وَيَتَنَاثَرْ مِنْ أَجْنِحَتِهِ التَّهَاوِيلِ وَالدُّرْ وَالْيَاقُوتِ. He said, and when he spread his wings, embellishments fell from them. He said, pearls and rubies fell from them. وكان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل ذلك لا يرى جبريل إلا على صورة مختلفة. And he did not used to see Jibreel except in different forms. And the majority of the times that he would see him, he would resemble an individual known as Dihyatul Kalbi. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla refers to, as occurs in Surah Al-Najm. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ النَّزْلَةً أُخْرَى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها الجنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى ولقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى. That Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that indeed he saw him on another occasion, that is Jibreel, at the سدرة المنتهى, in it is جنة المأوى, إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى, when the سدرة was covered with that which it was covered with, as the Messenger ﷺ described. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. Indeed, his sight did not err, neither did it transgress. For indeed, he saw from the signs of his Lord, Al-Kubra. And of course, Ikhwan, he himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, describes, he's already from the night journey itself, being shown the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we have a hadith in Sahih Muslim, wherein the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that which is related to the ayah, Masruq asked Aisha radiallahu anha, أليس الله يقول لقد رآه بالأفق المبين وقال ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى قالت أنا أول هذه الأمة سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عنها. فقال إنما ذاك جبريل. مسروق, he said to Aisha radiallahu anha, didn't Allah say that he saw him in clear sight upon a clear horizon? And didn't he say that he saw him on a second occasion? And so Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, I was the first one to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning that. I was the first of this ummah to ask the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning that. And he said, indeed that was Jibreel. Indeed that was Jibreel. He said, لَمْ يَرَهُ فِي سُورَتِهِ الَّتِي خُلِقَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا مَرَّتَيْنِ رَآهُ مُنْحَبِطًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ سَادًا عِظَمَ خَلْقِهِ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He said, he saw him descending between the heavens, suspended or floating between the heavens and the earth, and he and his creation had filled that which is between the heavens and the earth. And so, Ikhwan, the affairs that the Prophet ﷺ saw on the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, of course, Ikhwan, the ahadith, they are many. But as we mentioned, from those affairs, he saw that which would be a hujjah against the tribe of Quraysh, and a hujjah against the kuffar who rejected this qissa and rejected this affair occurring. And we'll look into some of those narrations, Ikhwan, in our next sitting, insha'Allah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa akhir da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.